It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere, to another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. I am Candace. Alongside with me, as always, I got Jenny. Just working the season, as always. How's your week been, girl?
It's been good. Hi, friends. It's definitely season. I'm exhausted. I did 3 days back-to-back of heat treatments. Oof. So I learned how heat treatments just wear you out.
I bet.
It is, yeah. It's not even so much the moving the equipment and stuff, but it's popping into this extremely hot environment to take temps and make sure everything's going okay. By the end of the day, you just feel like you sat in a sauna all day long. Ooh. And you're ready for a nap.
Yeah, it's like a workout in a sauna.
It is. It really is, because it's a lot of moving crap and figuring out puzzles of where things should go, and it's just, yeah. So, it's fun. How was your week?
It has been a freaking week. I swear to God, I have lived in my bee suit more than I have been in my uniform.
I bet.
It's like, I swear every 5 minutes, I'm either getting a call or finding my own hives. My last one was yellow jacket hive at the backside of one of my head starts. That was fun. I got called to the head start because the teachers were seeing flying bugs over the playground. Yes, the playground is outside where bugs live. I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, fine, I'll come inspect, whatever. And then my old contact, she moved up. She's not there, like, in that area anymore. She's upstairs now. She came to her window and she was like, yeah, they were seeing yellow jackets right above the play structure there. I said, well, I just looked inside of that play structure, even beat on it. There's nothing in there. And I said, and I've been standing here on this playground for like 10, 15 minutes. I haven't seen a flying bug anywhere. And it was like noon. So I walk like the backside of the playground on the outside of their fence. And it's like this used to be a wooded area, but now it's just a bunch of like, now it's kind of swampy during, you know, rainy season. Old trees, some alive, most dead. And I'm walking by to check one of my rescue Y traps that I have out there. And I just notice all these yellow jackets going, ding, 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 and I'm going, ah, shit. Man!
I don't wanna.
Yeah, so took a video of it, sent it to Brandon, like, hey, we got our next yellow jacket hive. He's like, God damn it. But we went and pulled it at like 7:30 that night. So they were able to post notices, nobody was there, yada, yada. We got it all out. And of course, it was in the goddamn stump. But it was a very old stump that, like, termites had already, like, ran rampant through. So, like, he tapped it with his hatchet, like, barely just tink, and it just exploded. And then, of course, they all come flying out, and we're like, ha ah.
Oh, my God.
It's like that, keep your cool, because yeah. You know you're safe, but it's still very creepy watching them, like, this, you know, just inches from your face, and they're seeing their little butts just neat, 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 trying to sting you, and you're like, ooh.
Right? Stay away. Mm-hmm. I've been stung through the suit, so, yeah.
Brandon's old suit, he got stung through, and that's why we upgraded him, because it, super, super old suit, and, like, he had retaped seams, but... Like, the shoulder seam had just gotten a little too loose, and he got stung through, like, I think it was, like, 3 times.
Yep.
And, yeah, so I was like, nope, you need a different suit.
Yep. There you go. My random have the day you deserve moment is all the people that that need to throw out their small pee-pee energy to people who want to wear bee suits.
I don't get it.
If you do your job right, you will.
I am doing
one.
My job right. It is proper PPE for the situation.
Why do you care if I wear a bee suit?
Exactly. What harm am I doing to you if I put a bee suit on? And you don't. Like, you're not cooler than me. You're not more into the business than me. I'm taking precautions to keep myself safe, and while Brandon takes a precaution to keep himself fucking alive.
Right, yeah.
You don't know. These people could be allergic, and that's why they're wearing them. No yeah. risk. Because yep. one sting is all it fucking takes if you were that allergic. Yeah, yes. The small PP energy over the goddamn bee suits has been rampant this season. I do really. Not get it.
I literally get it. Cringe when I see a bee suit photo posted on PCHD, because I just know all the small peepees are going to have to come assert their dominance.
Yes.
Because they're just too cool for bee suits.
Yes, like, right before we recorded, I saw one of our ladies on Pestrogen. She took down a huge hive. Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't wear her suit because she didn't have any time to be a wimp or something like that. I can't remember exactly what she said.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, wearing a suit does not make you wimpy. Like, no. at all. I'm like, yeah. good for you for taking yes. it down and doing what mm-hmm. you needed to do. But wearing a suit doesn't make you a wimp. It at doesn't. All. And just, like, not wearing a suit doesn't make you some badass.
Right.
It'd be like, you know, treating a freaking perimeter and not wearing gloves. Ooh, look, I'm cool. I don't have to wear gloves. No.
You, yeah. It, yeah. So, yeah, I think that's probably my biggest peeve of this season, on top of exhaustion and everything, too. So, like, I have to mind myself on those posts because I want to be like, hey!
Yeah, just put, shut the fuck up!
Put your small PP away!
Small PP energy.
Nobody wants to see that.
Exactly. But. Nobody wants to read that.
Yeah.
Because then you just get the back and forth of, and then everybody's heated because, well, everybody's heated and we're tired and we're flustered and we just, you know, we want to have a good time with our, you know, extended co-working family. And then you have this bullshit and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Stop. Stop.
You're not it, cool.
It's also just like, if, in certain groups, kind of like PCHD, if somebody from a certain company, like the Big O, posts a picture and they're in their uniform, then people make comments like, ha ha ha, Big O sucks, or whatever. It's like, why? Why?
I don't get it.
Leave your dumb comments to yourself.
Yeah, it's like, dude, like, okay, we get it. Like, every big box is like, you know, the redheaded stepchild. We all know it. You don't have to make said person feel bad.
Yeah,
for working even, for them.
Or it's not even relevant to the topic of the post.
Yeah, they're just like, hey man, look at this cool shit that I found. And you just happen to see that they work for the Big O or the Big T or whatever right, other yeah. ones. And you're like, and they're like, ah, blah, 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 you work for Big Box. You're it's like, they shut suck. Up.
It probably happened to you because you work for the Big O or something. And it's right? just like, what?
It's like, calm down. You're not yeah. cool.
No.
Just do your job. Have a laugh on PCHD and or Pestrogen.
Yes.
And just get over it. That's it is season for majority of us. Because, I mean, we do have our southern people, or, you know, southern hemisphere, that they're in opposite season. So yes. it is season for majority of us. We are tired. We are flustered. We are just worn the fuck out. I swear to God, I have gotten, like, no fucking sleep this week between having to get up early to go get hives, which I have to do tomorrow again, or my cat that just won't stay off of my bed and decides to jump on the bed and claw Brandon's feet.
Oh, God.
Just right into his feet. So then, of course, obviously he wakes up screaming at the cat. So then I'm awake because it scared the shit out of me. I'm like,
what's happening?
Right? I'm like, what happened?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like five times last night that goddamn cat came in, and like he can come in, and he normally will sleep next to my feet, and nobody ever knows the wiser. I will notice it if like I roll over and I'll feel his fluffiness, and I'm like, what? Okay, whatever.
Right.
But he decided to jump up and like put his claws into Brandon's bare toes. That yeah, it was not a good idea.
I was about to say that sounds awful. So, today, we're talking about the pest is not the problem.
Yes.
I think this is a good one.
Yeah, It's a slew of different things where, you know, we go everywhere because every building everywhere has had or currently has or can have a pest problem. But sometimes it is not the pest that is the problem.
Exactly. Yes. It can be so many different things.
Yes. And I know a lot of it is, like, I know a lot of the stories that I had been told in the past were, like, the leaking pipe.
Yeah.
Which happens. So.
Yes. Yes.
But yes, we had a few entries. Not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's season. I'm not expecting everybody to be on their phone or laptop or computer and going, what's the next topic? Let me type it out. You know?
Right.
I get it. I get it. I do have some stories. We got some stories given to us. Alec Shelby actually called me to tell me a different story from a different episode that had just happened to him. But then he'd asked for what this week's episode was. I told him. So then he gave me a story for this week as well. I will try to do it justice, Alec. I'm sure I won't because, yeah, it was fucking insane, to say the least. So, I got his story. I have a few of my own. I'm sure you have plenty of your own being in the Midwest and doing residential, strictly commercial to now a mixture.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's the thing is, we're almost like home inspectors in the way that we have to provide an inspection to find pests. So, we go into all the, you know, and you learn to look for certain things or you stumble upon things. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
The stumbling upon is always fun. Yeah. Because it's just as exciting to you. You're like, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. Oh. What is this?
This is a problem.
Yeah. Or this is going to be a problem. Well, yeah. I haven't had a problem. It's going to be a problem. Fucking trust me.
Yes.
I love those ones. Well, it's never been a problem. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I had that one with a place that had like 5 blown vent screens. They're like, well, we have a really bad smell. Okay, well, none of your pipes are leaking. Nothing like that. But there's dead rodents in your crawl space because you have 5 blown vent screens. Well, it was never a problem in the past. Okay. Right. Sure the hell's a problem now, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's always fun. Right.
Shall we jump right into our entries from our lovely pretty pesties?
Yes, we should. Shall.
Right. Aaron Gleason gave us one. He said, I once discovered a leaking water heaters at 2 homes, one right after the other, that were owned by clients that were father and son. Over the years, many leaky pipes or backed up furnace lines, frayed wires or appliances in the wall voids, crawls, attics. Once saw a huge bubble forming in the rubber bladder under a manufactured home that led to a broken bathroom sewer line. Oof, that would suck.
Oof.
He said, another memorable time was shortly after I was transferred to Virginia from Seattle and got sent out on a callback service for mice. We did extensive rotor work in Seattle, and apparently here in Virginia, the solution was RTUs in the attic. One problem. The droppings were not mice, they were Norway rats. I went into the crawl and found a broken sewer line. Homeowner had a plumber come out to fix the sewer, and no more rat issues or scratching noises in the attic.
Ta-da!
Right? Dang.
Yeah, the leaking lines has been a thing. Like, I've caught a bunch of them. But yeah, I swear, it's like, and it's not even causing a pest issue. You just go into the crawl space to do your thing, and you come out going, hey! So this is what I found, and by the way, you have a leaking pipe.
Yes.
We always try to get a picture of it just so they can see, and then, you know, like, they can show the plumber as well. I've even sent them to them. I'm like, here, have the picture. So then you can, and then you'll know. And then tell your plumber to take a fucking picture when they fix it, too. Because you can't always trust them. Not right. plumbers specifically, but any person working at your house. They might take a shortcut some way or another. We're known to do it too. I hate those people that do it because it just makes your trade look bad as a whole. Fabulous. And it sucks.
Yes. mainly what I've ever seen with the leaking lines, I've never observed it residentially, but so many times at like gas stations and stuff when I get called for ants, it's always ants. And then I'll start going through cupboards and stuff and look behind. And then there's like pipes and stuff that are just leaking. And there's just like water damage and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll come back to the management and be like, hey, treated for the ants. But, you know, it's wet back there.
Yeah. You mean, got bigger problems.
You got big. Yeah. They're attracted, you know. Ants love the moist areas and your structure. So
yeah.
That was a big place that I found that though.
I had one of my head starts that was actually a house they converted into a head start. So kind of commercial, kind of residential in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept complaining of ants. Now, as if anybody has ever listened, I can't just go and chem treat shit at my head starts. Can't do it. It's illegal. It's against the law. Not just, you know, label, but the law.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I take Brandon out with me. Extra set of eyes. Help me out. I can't figure out not where they're coming from, but why the hell they keep coming. Because their kitchen was clean. I mean, even behind their stove, behind their fridge, it was immaculately clean. I'm going, I don't get this. Like, why are they here? And then they were just out randomly in, like, the classroom and the playroom. And I'm going, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our thing. He can't figure it out either. He's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Let's check stations, do what we need to do. We go into the crawl space because we have a couple of snap traps set in there. I make him go in after him because I'm just like, well, whatever. I do it all the time. You go get him. So he goes in, checks him, resets him, peanut butters, blah, blah, blah. Just snaps his head to the right because he keeps hearing something. And there is a freaking water line just spewing water. I mean, to like the point that side of the crawl space was like 4 inches deep in water.
Oh, no.
So he starts snapping pictures and I'm like, what are you doing? He said, get on the phone to our contact. Let her know. Oh, my God. So luckily, they were still, like, renting the place, so they didn't actually have to pay to fix
That's
it,
awesome.
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, once it got fixed and all the water got pumped out and then, you know, everything dried out, the ants went away. So it was just literally, like, the pest really wasn't the problem there. It was the blown pipe. And I don't even know how they didn't realize it, because it wasn't just, like, drip, drip, trickle, trickle. I mean, it was, like, blowing water out. And we're going, how did you not realize this? How did you not hear it?
Right.
It was crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah. The other one we got from Teresa Need. I hope I said your last name right. Said, I had a call from one of our customers about a death smell and lots of flies. In the past, I have had to remove possums from under their decking. However, this time when I showed up, the odor was wafting down their driveway. We had just had a hurricane, and I asked the customer if she'd lost power. She said that they did, but got it back on within 24 hours. Inspected all areas I have previously found critters and went back to the carport. My gut told me it's something there. Lo and behold, they had a refrigerator in the carport. Ladies, let me tell you that this was the worst smell ever. I dread opening refrigerators knowing that I'm going to find mass carnage and the most amazing science experiments. Yep, larva. Mold, beautiful creations of mass destruction. Ugh. Turns out the power outage killed their fridge. Bingo, the source has been found, and I left it up to them to clean it out and remove. But let me tell you, the amount of larva was enough to make the possum drool. Even the drip pan was a swirl of goo. I love my job and love when I find what the issue is. I have had the funky fridge from like move out tenants, and they're just being an asshole and unplug the fridge for whatever goddamn reason. And we had one that Brandon's moving the fridge out because we were, I think we were treating for roaches, but he accidentally, like, his hand slipped and it accidentally popped the fridge open. Like, me, him, and the maintenance guy, we evacuated. We're like, bleh! It was because the fridge was still full of their food, like milk and eggs and meat and cheese. I mean, everything that could possibly be perishable was in there. It was so bad. And it all mixed together. Plus, you know, obviously the freezer too, but he didn't pop the freezer. He popped the fridge, but it was so freaking bad. Like, we had to run out of there. All of us who were like, oh my God.
Why do people suck?
Like, I don't know.
some of the apartments I've followed up on that people have left for the landlords, the way they just leave it trashed. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're great. Thanks, bro. Right. Really nice of you.
Jeez.
Like, she did have another part to that story. I just had to get the fridge thing out because I know that smell. Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. And I'm sure lots of us do. But okay, she said, I have another account that the tenants kept complaining about a bad smell. I inspected the interior and exterior, found not one but two lovely crawl spaces. The owner had two plumbers out and another pest company. She said I was the only one to enter the crawl space. Okay, I'm sorry. As a plumber, how do you not go into a crawl space? Like, majority right. of the pipes are in the fucking crawl space.
Right.
How do you not? I that's not the first time I've heard that. I've been to ones where they're like, oh, nobody's ever been in my crawl space. Huh?
What?
You had plumbers here? What? Okay, anyways, I'm sorry. She said I was the only one to enter the crawl space. Mind you, one of the plumbers wouldn't fit. Okay. So I crawled into the dark sandy abyss. I couldn't even get my whole body in for the fear of falling into a massive poo stream. Ugh. Their main sewer line had collapsed. Well, I backed out after taking pictures and notified the owner and tenants. Needless to say, they have been loyal customers ever since and have brought me more customers. I'll save the perv customer story for another time. That one still gets me irritated, along with the addict's story. Ooh, yeah. Those can be for another episode.
Right.
But yes, there's... I will never understand the pest control or the plumbers that don't do a crawl space. Like, I understand if it's a really small opening and you just physically can't fit. Send somebody else out. Do something. Even if you're sending in, like, one of the cameras so you can see in there. Something. There's a few crawl spaces that I have that I can't fit. When I know I have to go in them, I will either bring Brandon or Jude with me because they can fit. I'll send them. Something.
Yep.
And I know not everybody has a skinny husband and or son to go in, but you gotta have some kind of skinny coworker or something that can go in for you if you physically cannot fit. And I'm sorry, I saw that video of Russell today coming out of that teeny tiny crawl space. Russell's a big dude.
Right. If there's a will, there's a fucking way.
There is. Russell's a big dude. And I mean, that would put me to shame. I'd have been like, no, I can't fit in that. He got out. He got in and he got out. You can fit. Make it work.
Grease yourself up like got lube.
Greasy little butterball.
When I come out of this crawl space, y'all can play who can catch the gin.
Shoo-wee!
Yep. When I had a restaurant that was a buffet style restaurant, and they were a quarterly, which I did not like. I really thought they should have been monthly, but
yeah,
the first couple quarters I did them. So almost a whole year, they had great sanitation practices. I never had any issues other than some maybe like moldy, funky smells under the buffet tables that I didn't really much care for, but you know, so that meant like moisture issues, right? But yeah. The one of the last times I serviced it, the kitchen had gone to hell somehow. And the sanitation was really bad, but none of the workers in the kitchen spoke English. So the back door was wide open, and there is a screen door, and they wouldn't keep the screen door open either or shut either. They would open the screen door. So it's just wide open. And two of my traps had hits on them for mice, and I'd never caught mice or had any issues with mice there before. Yeah. So I immediately get kind of frustrated that the door is wide open. So I go over and I shut it, and I'm, you know, making brain note that I'm going to talk to the manager about that or whatever. So I move on. And then as I come back to the area, and somebody had propped it open again. So I close it again. And, like, I give a real, like, disappointed mom look, you know, when I do it. Just like a, you know. And
oh, yeah.
This guy comes over right in front of me and props it open. And I was like, that has to be shut. And he just looked at me like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm just like, oh, my God. But in that same exact visit, I ended up going into a mechanical room that smelt like overwhelmingly strong of gas. And it had two heaters in it, like water heaters or something.
Yeah.
And it reeked of gas. So thankfully that was towards the end of my service. I grabbed my stuff, wrapped up, and I went to the manager and I was like, hey, your mechanical room smells very dangerously of gas. Like, if somebody were to light a match in there, probably not be
kaboom,
you know, kaboom. And they were like, we'll let our manager know once they get here. And I was like, you should call them now.
Yeah,
like, it's not
that's
good.
Not a let's wait and see situation.
Yeah, you have stoves in the kitchen that I can see flames on when you guys are cooking. Like, that's,
yeah.
It's probably not a great idea, but then I let them know about the door and stuff too. So it's sometimes the client themselves is the problem because they won't shut the damn door.
Yes, I have that issue at a place with a goddamn door. It's actually two different doors, and they're constantly calling in, oh, we got mouse captures. And then I show up and I will snap pictures of their open fucking doors and be like, yeah. Yeah, you do. And one of the doors is not, it's not their door, but it connects to a hallway that's right next to them.
Yeah.
So a bunch of other people use it as well. Cause it's like in a whole strip mall thing. So it's used by more than just them. So we have IRTs on each side of it. We haven't had any hits in it. I have seen like tracks over the top of one of them and I'm like, you little fucker. But it's always mice that I capture in there, so I'm like, God damn it. But I did service there, closed the door behind me, because I always exit out of that hallway door, so I can check those last two IRTs, close the door behind me, walk to my car, sit down, look back over at the door, and these other people are propping it open, and I'm like, motherfucker. So I literally, they like, did what they did. They left the door wide open, but they had walked into the hallway, so I walked back over there and grabbed the door with both of my hands and just slammed it as hard as I could and then walked away. And they come out and they're, why'd you close that door? I said, because the door needs to be goddamn closed. I said, open doors, make rodents come in. Well, we haven't had any rodent problems. Good for you. I'm like, I don't care. I said, you are causing an issue elsewhere that I do service. Knock it off. So, and like, even Kyra will drive back behind that building literally just to see if the doors are open, and will call me and tell me.
Yes.
She's like, Mom, the doors are open. I'm like,
fight him.
Yep, right? I'm like, go close it.
Yeah. Anytime my clients have like a door thing like that and they don't have a screen door or a storm door or whatever, I'll be like, why don't you get a storm door? If you like the breeze, you know.
That's what I've told him, because, like,
was for.
Yeah, the door that actually does connect to theirs is into a kitchen. And I said, I get that it gets hot in here. I completely understand. Mm-hmm. I get it. But we need something. And they're like, oh, well, can we put up a baby gate? No, you cannot put up a baby gate. They can still get through it no matter what kind you put up. A rodent's still going to get through that and not even fucking slow down. I said, you need a screen door, a sturdy screen door, or a storm door. Well, storm doors are just the same because they're, you know, glass. You can drop the glass. They're not going to climb up it. Yeah. You'll stop them from underneath. God damn.
Yes. Tis
frustrating. Yeah. Like, trying to explain the mechanics of how, like, to some people, rodents can't climb at all. At all. They can't climb anything. But the other to other people, rodents can climb literally everything. It's like, yeah. No!
Yep. Yep. One that I have with that is I'll continuously speak with clients about overhanging trees or trees that are leaning against structures. And I'll be like, yeah, rodents will gain access to the roof and find ways in, and that there goes your attic, there goes, you know, and they'll be like, wow, I didn't know they could do that. And it's like,
yes,
they're outside. Like, I don't,
they can especially climb,
like squirrels and stuff, because that's, I mean, they, we all know they climb, like
that's what squirrels do.
Right, so
they're not gonna be like, oh, well, that's a house, I'm gonna leave that one alone. No, they'll be like, hey man, sweet, no rain, storm of food, yep, it'll stay dry. They don't give a shit. And yeah, they will destroy your shit quicker than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, so quick. Yes, and, I have a house like that. They constantly complain, well, we can hear it right over here, up here. Going out and looking, you're going, yeah, there's a fucking tree hanging on your roof.
Yeah.
Cut the tree back.
Yep.
Just the limbs. You don't even have to, yep, cut the tree down. Keep the tree. It's a nice tree. Cut the limbs,
yes,
off of the roof of your house.
Yes. That's another good example of something where the pest is not the problem. I mean, the pest probably is the problem, but the conducive conditions allow them access.
Yes.
So, like, the trees and the brush and stuff, which I have always had a love affair with the vines that grow up structures and stuff. I just think it's so pretty and cottage core and stuff. But mm-hmm, now that I do pest control, I'm like, cut that shit back.
Yep.
I am the evil wicked witch of the west that's, yes, gonna take away your fairy tale cottage. But
no, I have a super great gentleman. I mean, he was one of our first probably 10 clients. Amazing guy. And he has a very old house. It was built in, like, I don't know, the 1910s. Beautiful house. It even has, like, the push button switches in it for the lights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's super cool. Beautiful house. He's got the lattice work up the front that he's got vines growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we told him as soon as we took it over, because at first we just did a rodent job for him. And then he's like, hey, I want you to actually do my pest control. Sweet. Okay. So we told him, this is going, has a very huge possibility of bringing ants into your house. And he's like, oh, but they're so beautiful. I can't force you to cut them down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's got a lot of, like, old, beautiful roses that, like, grow up the side. They're so fucking pretty. And I'm like, I can't force you to cut them down. But I can tell you, if you start getting a major outbreak of ants, I am not going to be happy with you.
Right.
And he, yeah, he promised that if he gets a major outbreak of ants, he will cut all of it down. And he has yet to do it because, well, we do his work every other month because we don't do quarterly. Quarterly, just to me, is just not okay. Even on a house, to me, it's especially around here, it's just not okay. But we do his every other month. And he, I mean, every now and then we'll catch an ant trail outside, like on the foundation. But that's it. He has never had ants in his house.
That's, he's amazing.
The random rodent every now and then, because he does have, he'll leave his doors open. He lives in the downtown old town area. Shit happens. But it's never been to the point of what it was when we first started. But yeah, and he always tells me, I promise, I will hold my promise. If I get bad ants in here, I will cut them all down. And I say, you goddamn better. He's super, yeah, great guy. His dog's amazing. Like, the first time I met his dog was because we have a key to his house because he's out of town all the goddamn time. And we have to go into his basement, so we have to go into the house. I go to go open the door, and his dog just goes fucking ballistic, like, in the window, hitting it. And I'm going, no.
Right.
I knew he had a dog. I had never met the dog. And I'm going, no, I'm not going in here, and knowing that he's not home.
Right.
And then, so, you know, I called him. I'm like, hey, I'm going to hold off on your service, you know, until you get here later this week. So, you know, I can be introduced to your dog properly. I'm not just going to walk up in your house. And he's like, oh, he's a sweetheart, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he wasn't acting like a sweetheart. And I have no fear of dogs. I should have some. I have none. But I'm like, this was not okay. And he's like, well, he doesn't even have any teeth. He couldn't hurt you if he tried. And I'm like, oh. And he doesn't. He has no teeth now. Well, even then he didn't. But I've met him. He loves me to death. You know, every time he starts barking at me, I yell
out
his
name. Did
you
go in after that?
I did not. No, because I was already gone. I was already gone by the time I got a hold of him. But yeah, he's like, he doesn't have any teeth. He couldn't hurt you if he tried. And I'm like, okay, well, that would have been super great to know. I said, but I'm already gone. I said, do you want me to go back? He's like, no, I'll be home tomorrow. You know, you can stop by tomorrow if you have the time. And I'm like, perfect. I'm like, I'll pull something from tomorrow, put it today. I'll have the time for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Super great dog. He is the cutest thing. And he has no teeth.
That's adorable. Like, I've never seen a dog with no teeth.
Not one. I've seen, like, little dogs, like Chihuahuas and Dachshunds and stuff. And I don't even know what he is. I know he's a mutt, but he's kind of like cattle dog size. Not huge, not tiny, right there in the middle. But he's so much fun. And he just whines and whines and whines. Like when we're out doing the perimeter, because they have like this big, huge bay window with like the window seat. Mm-hmm. He'll sit there with the dog while we're out doing the perimeter. And he just, ooh, 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 ooh. And you're like, oh, I love you.
They're so cute. Aww.
There's not many of my clients' dogs that don't love me, and I love it. <That's> because awesome. It just makes my job easier, because I'm not like, please put your dog away. I don't want to be eaten today.
Please don't let me be eaten. with one of the guys here, when I was training, we went to a house, we parked, and two really big dogs started running at us, and I do have a fear of dogs. And I was just like, ugh. And the guy with me, he goes, oh, they wouldn't have let him out if they were aggressive. And I'm like, that's not how it always fucking works, bro. They burst out of doors. They come at you, bro. And thankfully, these dogs were not aggressive. And then, just like I thought, mom came out and she goes, oh, man, they can open the door now. And I'm like, I'm glad they weren't aggressive. Damn.
Yeah. Well, even if your dog has never been aggressive to somebody, there could be a certain smell or a certain posture that somebody does that just irks the dog. They move too quick, whatever. Like, I will never tell people that my dog will never bite.
Yeah.
Because either of them really can. And I have, like, one of the sweetest dogs I have ever met in my life. She has never even growled at somebody that I can think of. But you never know. You could posture wrong or turn wrong or accidentally step on her foot. And she bites you. And then I just told you that she's never going to bite. No.
Yeah.
I just tell them that they are nice. You know, just whatever. But like, you know, my yellow lab, she barks at everybody. She's not doing it in a mean way. She just wants to talk to you, to tell you to come over and pet her. But she's got a very deep bark to anybody that doesn't know her. It's scary.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm fine with most of the time, but sometimes I'm like, dude, just shut up.
Stop.
Just stop barking.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, totally off subject there.
Yes. Facts.
Yes. Oh, this one, you'll enjoy this one. Okay. So I had a tenant that used to have rodent problems. She would always bitch about rodents. We caught maybe two mice on the outside, never, not in a crawl space, just a couple of bait stations on the outside. She had a wood line and blackberries. They're going to be there. So we do it, whatever. We get called back out there from the property manager, get called back out there too, because she has rodents on the inside now, and we're going, fucking how? Like, we were just there, like, less than 30 days ago. All the vent screens were absolutely solid. What are you talking about? So we go out there. All right, where are you seeing them at? You know, have you seen evidence anywhere? Their droppings. Da, 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 da. Oh, no, I cleaned them all up. Of course you fucking did.
Damn.
Yeah, so, you know, it was always in the kitchen. So, you know, Brandon's holding his flashlight sideways, trying to see if he can see any of their tracks through dust and dirt and yada, yada, yada. Nothing. Not a thing. So we're checking back in the bedroom because she said she could hear them in the walls back there. Okay, maybe the neighbors let them in. Who the hell knows? Because it right. was a duplex. It really could have been a neighbor's situation. So we're back there and the lady goes, well, be careful by putting your hand by that electrical outlet because they're, will you even like go by them? They electrocute you. We're going, what? Wait, what? She's like, yeah, you even walk by them and you can feel them like zap out electricity. So Brandon walks over to it, and Brandon hates being electrocuted. I mean, nobody likes it. This is like the biggest, weirdest fucking peeve of his. But he like sticks his hand, his bare hand, no glove, no nothing, towards the electrical outlet, all the way to it, touches the wall, not a thing. And she's like, don't you feel it? And he's like, no, not at all. She's like, well, it's not really in that one. It's in that one over there. So he does the same thing. Nothing. He does it to all of them in that room, even in the other bedroom. Not a thing. And she's like, you're just lying because every time I go by him, they electrocute me. And we're going, okay. Sure they are. Yeah, she swore up and down, left and right to hell and high water that she was being electrocuted from the electrical outlets. I don't know. Because we were like, well, like, what makes you think that there's a rodent in here? Well, they've chewed the wiring. Well, do the electrical outlets work? Well, yeah, we can, you know, because everything was still plugged into them. Yeah, they still work. Well, then the wiring's not chewed. At all. Yeah. I think you need an electrician, not us. Well, right. We tried. No, you didn't. Because we would have been told.
Right.
Through the property manager. We're like, oh my god, she was... So, yeah, her problem was just all up in here.
Up in the
up in the cranium.
The meat noodle up here, that, yeah.
The meat noodle.
Wait, so before we forget.
Yes.
What was Alex? Alec?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm probably not going to do it justice, Alec, and I'm so freaking sorry. But he told me because he, at his old company, because he has a different one now. He used to work in Astoria, Oregon, which is like where the Goonies and stuff like that was all filmed. Oh, cool. Yeah, the house is still there. It's a whole thing. Anyways, Astoria used to have like, it used to be built underground from what he was explaining. But now it's like, you know, so they still have like an underground tunnel area. I guess like the Ghost Hunters have done like a 3-part miniseries on it because it was super haunted.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. He's looking for a video that he had of paranormal experience that I told him would be super cool to have. But he doesn't know if he has it. So he's looking, though. Anyways, so he takes over this restaurant that a different tech was doing. And they had a rodent issue in the underground basement, whatever. It's just one big, huge area. It's not just like this building's basement. It's like literally a whole city under there. So... all the tech did down there for the rodents was just place bait stations. No snap traps, no nothing. Well, he was like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not chasing dead rats for miles, you know, trying to find a smell. So he took the bait stations out and redid them with, like, snap traps and stuff. So, bam, dead, done. Not hard to go find them. Well, he gets called one day from... the owners, managers, I can't remember who it was, saying that the smell was fucking horrendous. Like, worse than they have ever smelled before. And he's like, do you have a rat? And he's like, I don't know what it is, but you need to get here. Okay, fine. So he goes. He said when he shows up, like, every door, every window in that whole place is just wide open. He goes in, and he starts to gag. The smell is so bad. And that's with all of everything open. You know, they're like, oh, it's, you know, it's coming from down there. So he goes down, flashlight in hand, and he's looking around, going down the stairs. And he said he steps and his foot drops. His foot dropped like a foot and a half, just straight down. Then he realizes that he's in water. So he's like, oh, shit. And then so he starts, like, looking, you know, with his flashlight down at the water, because it's the underground, there's no sunshine, and starts seeing poop and toilet paper floating all around him. And he said he was in it for, like, probably a good 15, 30 seconds before he, it completely consumed him on what the hell he was standing in. So he finally gets out, goes back up to the restaurant, and, you know, his pants have turned, you know, from like the knee down, just brown. And they were like, well, did you find it? And he was like, yeah. And I'm pretty sure the public works is going to be here to fix that. And your restaurant is probably gonna be shut down for a few weeks or so. Because the main sewer line for the whole fucking city ran right there and blew. So he was in everybody in Astoria's piss and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he said it was, like, he left, and, like, his boss, you know, was like, oh, I'll buy you a new pair of boots, new pair of shoes, yada yada. And he was like, great, that's fine, but I need to get my truck detailed. He said it was, like, 4 or 5 days afterwards, and he had used every odor bag and, you know, deodorizing spray, everything that usually gets smells of death out. Was not working. He said his truck just fucking reeked. So $600 later, the smell was finally gone. And his company did reimburse him for it, thankfully. But yeah, he said he has, you know, seen dead bodies. He has scraped dead bodies off of highways. He's been through the shit. And I'll compartmentalize it. He said he can't with this one. This one will haunt him forever. He can't really even joke about it. It's just there. And I'm like, dude, I don't fucking blame you, because that is fucking rancid. Like, what the fuck? To be standing, especially that high, it's not just like, oh, I stepped in it a little, or oh, it's to my ankle. Like, almost to your knee in piss and shit and toilet paper.
Yeah, no.
I was like, oh, you poor, poor man. You poor, poor fucking man.
Yeah, it's like falling in a porta potty. Right?
Oh, I mean, at least it would have came out with blue, then maybe. Not brown.
Right. Gross. Mm-hmm. That's epic.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my god. Ugh. I know he's telling me that, and I'm just like trying to hold it back.
The pest was definitely not the problem.
No, there was no pest to be a problem. Yeah. On that one.
Although I'm sure that attracted quite a few.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Oh God. Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Nope.
But we had. I have found numerous, like, the leaking pipes from homeowners. You know, and I'm like, hey man, you need to fix this. I had one gentleman, super nice guy, love him to death. I go to, like, fill up my own backpack, and it's like right next to his, like, natural gas meter. So I'm filling up my backpack, and I'm like, what the hell? And, you know, then I, like, put my face a little bit closer to his natural gas, and I'm like, oh my god. So, like, turn off the water, go knock on his door, and he's like, oh, are you done already? I'm like, no, but I think you need to call the gas company out here. And he was like, why, what's the matter? So I was like, you know, look down, he had shoes on. I'm like, come here with me. Brought him over there. I was like, just don't put your face right next to it, but just smell. And being out in the open air, you should not be able to smell your natural gas. But yeah, he was like, oh. And he, like, immediately pulled his phone out. I got them over there. And he was like, thank you so much for finding that. Who knows how long that's been going on? Because our gas bill has been going up. And I'm going, imagine that.
Yep.
It's crazy. Like, the crazy shit that we find. Mm-hmm. For, like, not even meaning to. We're just like, oh, hey. Yeah. You have a leaking something.
Yeah. In one of my 55 and up apartment complexes I used to do, their primary issue was roaches. Well, I kept telling the landlord lady that this one unit had sanitation issue, and it just had a lot of sanitation issues, so I kept forgetting to bring up to her that in the bathroom was a trash can of water. And every week that I went, it had stagnant water in it. And it was like just really freaking gross. But the whole unit was gross. So every time I brought it to her, I forgot to mention that part of it. And I did take pictures at that location, but that particular tenant made me uncomfortable, so I didn't like taking pictures in there. But anyway, finally, like a couple weeks in, I'm like, girl, he's got this trash can that she goes, what do you mean? I'm going to meet you down there. So she meets me down there and so-and-so tenant, you gotta clean this up. What's up with this trash can in here? Why is there water in it? My shower don't work, ma'am. What? And she's like, how long has this been going on? And he's like, for quite a while. So he's like bathing himself in the trash can. I don't know. Something with the trash can was whatever. So the next time I see that landlady, she goes, you know that his shower had been broken for a year and that he was bathing himself and showering himself through that, using that trash can. It's like, what the hell? So I don't know if he was like supposed to be dumping it in the sink after or what, but it had been stagnant for a while.
And he never thought to tell anybody? No. What the hell? So like, was it just like a walk-in shower? Like no option for a bath? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would have been a little bit better. At least bathe and then dump the water down the drain.
I don't know. But it was, So in that case, the pest definitely wasn't the problem because the sanitation was just so incredibly bad. But I remember thinking like the whole unit smelled like body odor, and it's because he hadn't been showering for a week or a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll freaking do it. It'll make your whole apartment smell like BO.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
We had, a home for, like mentally disabled and stuff. They have multiple homes and we do them all. Mm-hmm. This one had like this like whole bathroom that was like a shower. It was tiled all the way around, you know, for the ones that really, really are just like completely immobile. They even have like a little bed that they lay on when they shower them. Super cool concept. There was a leak through the tiles in the wall. So every time they used it, they're putting water back behind the tiles. So they kept getting, like, right next to this bathroom is, like, the site manager's office. Mm-hmm. So she kept getting ants. And she's like, there's nothing in my office. There's no candy. There's no food. There's no, you know, I don't even bring my coffee in here in the morning. I'm so afraid to bring the ants in. And so me and Brandon are going and we're looking and Brandon's like, these are moisture ants. These are not odorous house ants. They're not piss ants. They're not sugar ants. They're not after your stuff. They want the moisture. We finally figured it out that it was coming from that bathroom because they had like a panel that went between the wall. And, Brandon pulled that off and it was just wet and mold and mildew. And we're like, oh God, they finally got that whole area ripped out and redone. And like, we were there doing normal service when the construction crew was there fixing it. And one of the support beams at the bottom, I'd say probably a good 4 to 6 inches of the bottom of the support beam was still just black mildew. And they're starting to put drywall up. And Brandon's like, you're going to change that? Oh, no, it's still sound. Brandon barely kicks it a little bit. It's like, won't. He's like, you need to change it. Besides the fact that it's not sound, it's full of mildew. We're trying to get rid of ants. Oh, yeah, when we pulled the siding down, we were like covered in ants. Yeah, it's from the moisture issue that you're supposed to be fixing, not encasing back into the wall. Now, they had taken every other one of them out, because you can see the old ones, but they didn't take that one. That one was okay.
Fight you.
Right? I would definitely fight you over this. Yeah, because I was there, and they're like, it was just me at first by myself, and they're like, you know, oh, what are you looking at? My job, for one. Like, why we got an issue? Why you gotta be so bitchy? I just got here. Like, right. I haven't even said anything to these guys. I'm just looking. They had some vines, fucking vines, that had grown up underneath the siding, so I'm ripping the rest of them out. And they're like, well, what are you doing? My fucking job. What are you doing? Because right. Obviously you're not, when you're like, you know, 60 feet that way, you're not doing your job, buddy.
Yeah.
But it did get fixed, and it's pristine now.
This week, though, by the way, I did have a job where I was at a house, a residential house, at the same time as the heating and air AC guy and a plumber.
Oh, fun.
All three of us were working on the same house. It was hilarious. We were teasing each other throughout it, too. Like, the AC guy was like, you could have at least removed all the spiders around from the AC before I got back there. And I said, I hadn't gotten there yet, buddy. Like,
give me a damn minute, okay?
Exactly.
No, I like when, like, tradesmen can joke around like that with each other. That's fun. Yeah.
And it was one of the really flipping hot days, too. So we were all just, like, dying, dripping sweat. And yeah. Speaking of dripping sweat, something that would nourish your thirst or, yeah, dehydration. It's getting late. Either way.
It's late. We're tired. Leave us alone.
It is. Exactly. Is a Tony Spengler tumbler, and I have two very special ones to show you guys today. This is one I got for my boss, Bill, and I think it's really nifty and
it's
neat.
So cute.
It's a design I did, but Tony Spengler put on for me, and I was very appreciative that he used my design. It says Boss Man Bill. Wow.
Boss Man Bill.
Blue. And then one I got for the Cheese Dad, the Overlord of PCHD, our second favorite group.
Number two.
The Brad Harvey. And
those are so cute.
Oh, thank you. And it says service manager, and I made this design as well. And thank you, Tony, for working with me on that. It was a lot of fun. But these will keep your drinks super cold. And ooh, since it's a new one, I got even his care instructions. He gives you little care instructions and stuff. Super, super cute. I love
no it. Soaking.
No soaking. If you didn't catch the last TFTC episode, no soaking, folks.
Yes, please no. That's no.
Yes.
No.
And if you haven't, TFTC is short for Tales from the Crawl Space. So if you haven't heard of them, go check them out because we love them.
Yes.
So.
And then go check out Tony at SpenglerArt.com.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. As you just saw, you can have your own design put on there. Look at that beauty. And he will do it how you want it and give you ideas. If you're lacking, you just have a general idea, he'll help you out. Or he will do your own picture that you send him. I've seen him do like graduation ones of like, you know, senior grad pictures and stuff on there. They're fucking awesome.
Yes.
Very cool. At SpenglerArt.com.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. We had, so the site that had that's for the mentally handicapped, the accountant, I think she is, for like the whole business. She called us because she was having carpenter ant issue at a house that she just bought that's right next door to hers. Okay. So Brandon goes and checks it out. And yes, there's carpenter ants. Yes, there's also regular ants. And yes, there is a probably 60-foot tall honeybee hive in a wall. And he's like, yeah, this is, I'm not doing nothing about this. And they like, and there's even rodents there because the house has been vacant for like fucking ever. But yeah, he was like watching, they like all live in unison together. But yeah, you like he has videos of it. I think he does anyways. I'll have to tell him to post it to the council. But they like you can watch him go in and out of this, like multiple openings in the wall. You can even, I mean, you don't even have to be by it because it's a stilted house. So it's like road, bridge, big ass tall house. We were standing on the bridge and like the hive is like way at the back of the house and you can still see him coming in and out through like the woods and everything. And Brandon, because like one of our clients is actually up the road and she has a beautiful fucking garden. And Brandon's like, you know, these honeybees probably pollinate that garden. I said, they probably fucking do. Yeah. Okay, he's like, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it with the fucking 900-foot pole. No.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So we told her that she gets the honeybees out by however means that she does it. Not us. Her. Then we can take care of everything else. But until then, nope. Nope. And she agrees. She's like, okay. Yeah. Like, how she didn't realize it was there, I don't know. But it was news to her. Or at least she said it was news to her. So, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that was one that Brandon wanted me to tell you, even though it's not really the pest isn't your problem. It was just a different pest is your problem.
Yeah.
Different-ish.
Exactly.
Pestish.
Pestish, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pestish. It's like the people that become beekeepers and don't even know it.
Right? That's a bad thing is like we've had hives in like brand new apartment complexes that we have called beekeepers to come get. We were like, hey, there's a honeybee hive here in an attic. Super easy access to it. Point you right to it. I'll go up there with you. I don't care. You know, and they're like, oh, well, no, I don't want to come get it. What?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
We get this a lot where I'm from. And
I don't understand that. It's like you're a beekeeper. This is literally supposed to be your job and you don't want to do it. Like there's like 40 hoops that these people wanted us to jump through. Well, did you verify that they're honeybees? Yes, bitch. I know what
I know
a honeybee
what a
is.
Honeybee. Yeah, exactly. I know what it looks like. Lord have mercy.
Some people, some people's children.
Exactly. Hey, what's our topic next week?
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Okay, it's not that crazy. It all stems off of a post that was posted today about a crazy tip that a girl got that was Vagisil body wash.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, not a normal tip. Kind of odd. Yeah. But we want to know, what are some really cool, really crazy, really odd, really what the fucks type of tips you've gotten? Do you keep them? Do you, you know, if it's something really cool, like that, you know, like a family member or a friend would really appreciate, do you give it to them? Do you drive down the road and chuck it out the window?
Right.
And not money tips. I don't care about monetary tips. I don't care if somebody is giving you, you know, $3,000 on a $60 job. I don't give a shit. That's not what I'm after. We want weird, random shit.
Yeah.
That you've been given, and then, like, the client seems, like, proud of themselves for giving it to you. Especially the weird shit. Like, the Vagisil. What the fuck?
Yep.
And albeit, yes, it was an older lady, but still, like, normally, like Brad had said, you know, if somebody offers you a breath mint, you should probably take it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about the lady that got it given to her.
No,
I don't know her.
Yeah,
I
have no way.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, she was an older lady that gave it. I don't think she meant any ill will or bad feelings.
Yeah.
Because it is a whole body wash. For people who don't understand what Vagisil is, it's not normally a whole body wash. But yeah, it was just kind of odd.
Yeah. And she was the girl who posted it. I won't say her name because we didn't ask, but our pretty pesty. She posted it both in Pestrogen and PCHD. She was such a good sport about all the fun we were having with it. It was awesome.
Yours was the best. Oh my god, yours like had me dying. I'm like walking around trying to treat this goddamn lake house, just dying laughing at that because I just happened to like open my phone. Okay, I'm gonna wait a second, and, like take a breather. And I read that, and I was like, what the fuck? Was it, like, chicken-scented breath mint or cough drop?
Listen, okay, the things it said was rosemary, there's the chicken flavor.
Yes.
Then neem oil, eucalyptus, and tea tree or whatever. So I said it was a chicken seasoned cough drop.
Yeah, that's so, what it was.
Or so cooch is going to smell like a chicken seasoned cough drop.
That's so gross.
Oh my god.
It was
god.
Just like a clash of the thought of those smells going to a lady bit was very...
Yeah, that was mine, was just like I said, it was going to be savory bread, because, you know, the whole baking bread thing with the yeast and whatever, but then, but like, the rosemary gave me, like, the savory, yeah. Oh, no, there were some good ones, and like you said, she was a great sport about it.
Yes.
She wasn't like, oh my god, some people get that way.
Yeah.
But, no, she was a good sport about it, because everybody was having a blast. Because, yeah, that was on PCHD, so it wasn't just females that were seeing this. Everybody was seeing it. And some dudes had no idea what it was. They're like, what is it supposed to be for? We're just like, don't even worry about it. If you don't know, you don't need to know.
One lady even said, hey, this is a funny post and all, but, like, I use that stuff and I like it. And it's just like, that's cool, too. And then I did see in the PCHD one, too, a guy was like, this is a post all of us guys just need to not... acknowledge, essentially. And I was thinking, if we don't want you to acknowledge it, we'll post it in Pestrogen. Yeah. Go ahead and have your fun. Like,
yeah, if she didn't want dudes to see it, it wouldn't have been in PCHD. It would have been on Pestrogen strictly.
Yes.
And we would have had our fun that's there, where we would have been for. Like, oh, girl, what the hell? And then had our, you know, chicken seasoned cough drops and savory bread and everything else that was posted. Oh my god, that was great.
That was, yeah. That was...
We did have one lady that was like, why did she give it to you? That seems rude. And then she was like, it was fine. She's an older lady.
Yeah.
You know, she had no ill intentions. Then she was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know the context behind it. So that was cool. I was happy that that was resolved, because we have had the issues lately with people at each other's throats, because it is season. And we're all a bunch of bitchy fuckers right now.
Pretty much. Like, y'all need to chill out, because us mods of these groups are also in season. Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. We've had the small PP energy over the bee suits. We've had the small PP energy over me at everyone, somebody on a post. It's like, calm down. Just calm down.
Chill out.
It is not the end of the world, guys. It's not.
Yeah.
It might feel like it because, like I said, it is season. And I know in, like, Florida, they're in, like, 115, 18, something like that, which I would die. Like, our high recently has been, like, 75, 82, something like that. Oh, which for who didn't know, I just went through a tsunami this week.
Oh, yeah.
Our 1 foot wave.
Right. I don't care how unlikely it is in whatever scenario. Every time you say something like that, I'm like, ah, my Nords.
I know. And that's why, like, I make sure I post something like that, because I don't want all you guys in, you know, the Midwest and the South and all my other friends to find out elsewhere. And you're going, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me?
Right,
but as soon as I fear about it, I'm like, all right, here's what's going on.
Better let y'all know before y'all start.
Yeah, but no, like,
the bomb squad.
I had posted, you know, like, because we have our typical up and downs of the sea level, obviously, high tides, low tides. But you can see, like, the predicted line, which is nice and smooth and up and down, like it's supposed to be. But then, like, the actual measurements were just... At one point, it looked like a heart rate monitor. It was like... Yeah, and I was watching them from, like, Hawaii and stuff like that, too. Because, unfortunately, our system we have set up here for the United States, you can't see them in Japan, because they got hit kind of hardish. Apparently, like, Russia, after that earthquake, got hit with, like, 10 to 13-foot waves. And there was flooding. I watched the videos from the actual earthquake, which I did see that video of the doctors you were talking about.
Yeah.
That was cool. That awesome on them for just being like, nope, we're just staying just here, like, holding them down, make sure nothing happens. Because who knows, man, their whole freaking stomach could have been cut open.
Right.
But no, we did just fine. We got a little bit of waves. I think, like, the most damage was in Crescent City, which is California. It's, like, right at the California-Oregon border. They had some damage to one of their docks. It wasn't because a big wave came in, and that's what everybody always thinks. It's like, you know, tsunami is going to be this big 500-foot wave. It's the constant moving of the water. When it's constantly flowing in like that, and there's no, like, you know, typical wave, you're forward, you're back, you're forward, you're back. When it's just forward, 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 that's what happened. Like, I think I posted the video in the council where that water's just constantly moving in, and it's slamming boats against docks because they're not used to that.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. But we didn't have any damage, and like I've told you in the past, like when we had that whole tsunami watch thing, we're up high enough at my house. Like, I'm at the bay, but you can literally, I can look at my tsunami zone, safe zone map. I'm up out of it. I'm, like, barely up out of it, but I'm up out of it. So I'm not super worried. I'm worried about the crazy people that are going to try to come to my house thinking that I'm just going to let them be here. Because it ain't happening.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for another episode of the Pestergen Podcast. Be sure to catch us for the next episode on that. I think it'll be fun to hear all the crazy wild things people have gotten for tips.
Yes.
So, for sure.
I want to know that one.
Yeah. I've got.
There's
got
to be some crazy shit out there.
Yeah, I got a couple. I never got anything too crazy awesome, but I got a couple to share.
Good.
So.
That'll be next week on Just the Tip.
Yes. On Just the Tip. I love that. Bye.
Don't forget to go kick some ass.
Yes.
Just not too much because it's season.
Yeah. Also get your sleep.
Yes.